artists can be credited with forging a style and sound that forever changes the face of rock music, the innovative music of Leslie West. Felix Papawardi, Corky Lang, and Steve Knight and their seminal rock band Mountain is one of those elite examples, with hits that include Mississippi Queen and Nantucket Sleigh Ride. 40 years ago, Saturday, August 16th, at approximately 9 p.m., they took the stage at Woodstock, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Leslie West to the program this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Doing fine. Of course, there's an evening with Mountain coming up Wednesday the 19th at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Do you enjoy still going out and doing the music that you did 40 years ago?
Yeah, I do, because I try to, you know, change it a little every night just to keep it interesting for myself. And I never thought I'd be doing this 40 years later, but believe it or not, on August 15th this year, we're playing at Bethel Woods, which is right next to the original site of Woodstock. And it's 40 years and a day since we did what you said we did. And I'm going to get married that night on stage, so it should be pretty exciting. And getting to play the songs again. I'm trying to do some songs that we did at Woodstock that night, and plus new stuff, too. So,
all right. Well, first, let me, I don't want to bury the lead here, but congratulations on getting married.
Hey, thank you very much, man.
That's very cool. And a great place to, obviously, to...
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know if you've seen it, but the amphitheater they built there is quite amazing.
And the museum, it's all, it's just stunning.
Great.
Now, what I did not know until doing research on and just reading about Woodstock in general was that you had only had, what, two or three dates prior to...
I think that might have been our fourth show.
Yeah, that is amazing.
It was amazing, and... we had the same agent as Jimi Hendrix, so he used Jimmy's clout to get us on that show. But it was disappointing we weren't in the movie, but they found our film finally. They had lost it, and Warner Brothers just re-released the 40th anniversary box set. It's really beautiful with our footage in it, and Hendrix producer Eddie Kramer had remixed the sound, and I'm glad that it's out now.
So what do you remember of that experience? I guess what I'm interested in is how much of it was a surprise and how much of it were you expecting?
I don't think anybody was expecting what happened, but we were out in the West Coast. We had just done the film All West, the Whiskey A Go-Go, and I think one other show, and all of a sudden we saw what was going on back in New York. We were still there on Friday in California, and we had to get to that show, so we flew back to New York City and we rented our own helicopter to get there, because the throughway was closed, the highways were closed, the people were walking all over the place. And when we flew over the site and I looked down and saw 400 and some odd thousand people, I was like shocked. You know, it's like, where did they come from, in the woods or out of nowhere? And they were there, man.
Do you realize at the time of what was being accomplished, of what was happening, or does that come with time and perspective?
I guess it comes with time. What was happening then, I remember, was a lot of people smoking weed. And state troopers were really great. They didn't mind. I mean, what could they do? There was, I don't know, weren't that many of them around, and it became a free festival. But I don't think anybody expected the event. And since then, I mean, I guess a lot of people thought, oh, this is going to change the world. I think what it did was it opened up music more. You know, there was more festivals going on, and people really, really, really got into music really heavily, because up until a few years before that, we had AM radio. Then FM radio came on, and then FM radio started like sounding like AM radio again. Then now we have iTunes, and we have Rock Band and Guitar Heroes. I mean, but music is still going on. And I think we define periods in our life by what music we were listening to at the time.
You came out on that stage. Your opener was Blood of the Sun. How prepared were you? I mean, how much did you know what you were going to do?
I don't know, but, you know, when I went up to the museum, they have this, a lot of commemorative things that they sell, and they have this one package of every New York Times newspaper article. I think there's 64 articles in this beautiful package, and when you turn it over, you see everybody set. And I know we went on After the Dead, and I looked at the songs that we did, and I said, I don't remember doing all those songs. I know we do Blood of the Sun now, and a lot of those songs on my first album, we hadn't written Mississippi Queen yet because Corky Lyon wasn't in the band then. And it's not that my memory was shot. It's just that went by so fast that night. Looks like they have that we played 13 songs down there, and I don't remember. It seemed like it went by so fast, and we were so nervous, you know. It was like playing in front of that many people. And we got to go on a really nice time because Friday night it was raining and muddy, and then Saturday it was beautiful and sunny, and we got to go on right before it started to get dark. And it was exciting, that's all I can tell you. That part I do remember.
Circles over the city!
In another group that Felix was producing called Energy.
Okay.
I knew him from my first group, the Vagrants, played in the Hamptons, and he had a group that was playing there. And they fired us, and then they hired his group. They fired us because the owner or whoever it was wanted us to wear all the same uniforms like the Beatles. And we didn't want to do that. So they fired us, hired Corky's group, and they weren't as good as us, and they rehired us. So a couple of years, in 1969, I'm in Felix's office, and I'm signing my contract, and I see this group in there, and I'm looking at this guy, and I said, gee, he looks familiar. And it was Corky, and I remembered him from when we played in the Hamptons years ago. And we weren't happy with our drummer that we had, and Corky said, well, I'll help him, you know, I'll help pick out new drums for him. And all of a sudden, Corky was the drummer in Mountain. And first thing we did was we wrote Never in My Life, and then we wrote Mississippi Queen, and years later it's still going, especially with those Guitar Hero and Rock Band games.
And they help. I mean, they
helped. They sold $1 billion worth on Guitar Heroes 3. That's enough games for. There's a lot of 8 and 9 year olds that know who we are now. You know, let's put it that way. And plus, I don't know if you're familiar with rap music, but Jay-Z's song 99 Problems is my song. He sampled the song Long Red that I did up at Woodstock. And Kanye West also sampled it for the song Barry Bonds and the Glory, and another rap artist named Common. They all took that, and I wrote that song right before Woodstock. So it pays to write songs. At least ones that people think are good enough to, you know.
That hit.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, August 19th, you're going to be at the Colonial in Pittsfield, an evening with Mountain. And as far as original members, it's you and Corky.
Yeah, and the bass player that we have now is Rev Jones, who used to play with Michael Schenker, an incredible musician. He looks really, he's got a look about him, and he's great on stage. And I'm glad we're coming to Massachusetts. I love Massachusetts, man. That's the one part of New England that I love.
Well, you're going to have quite a weekend. You'll be at Bethel Woods playing a part of the Woodstock concert there, and then you're going to be coming to the Colonial on the 19th. Again, it's an evening with Mountain, and you can find out more information by going to the Colonial Theater website, thecolonialtheater.org. Leslie West, a great pleasure. I thank you very much.
And you know what? If there's somebody that really thinks that they can play guitar good enough, they come down to soundcheck, I'll even audition them and see maybe they can even come up and play along with us during Mississippi Queen. I'm willing to take that chance if there's somebody that thinks they're good enough, and because I can learn something from anybody. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope everybody comes out to it.
Well, that's quite an invitation. So soundcheck at the Colonial.
Come down in the afternoon, and let's see if, I'll listen to you first. I don't want to have somebody come up there that doesn't know what they're doing at all. If they're good enough, I'm game for it. I did this once at the House of Blues in L.A. I did the same thing, and all these guys came down, and that night I came out on stage. I said, I'd like to announce the winner of who's going to play with us, and the winner is Eddie Van Halen.
Wow.
I had Eddie come down, and it was a surprise, you know, and nobody, it was right after he had his tongue cancer, you know, and he came out and played Never in My Life with us. I was sort of putting people on, you know, but I don't think he'll be there in Pittsfield, but if somebody's that good and they want to come down and show me, I'm willing.
All right. Well, Leslie, it's a great invitation. We look forward to having you in town. Best of luck. Enjoy the anniversary, and thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much.
An Evening with Mountain featuring Leslie West will be performed Wednesday night, August 19th, at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts at 7:30. You can find out more information by going to their website, www.thecolonialtheater.org. Our 40th anniversary Woodstock special continues in the next hour of the Roundtable on WAMC Northeast Public Radio.